Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, new figures show that there were 27 people in Donegal recorded as homeless during the month of October. Ireland's position on Brexit won't be moving, according to the Justice Minister. There are calls for a new police station to be built in Strabane, and motorists in Donegal are being warned to drive with extra care over the coming days with sleet and snow forecast. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, Ireland's position on Brexit won't be moving, according to the Justice Minister. The government has said the meaning of an agreement on the border reached on Monday can't be changed. That's despite the DUP's unhappiness with the deal and their threat to collapse a British government if it goes ahead. Minister Charlie Flanagan acknowledged the extreme positions between Dublin, London and Belfast at the moment.
Oftentimes, among neighbours and friends, frank talking is necessary. But I would hope that over the next few days we can see a successful conclusion to these negotiations. Ireland's position being such as we are not moving from our stated position.
New figures show that there were 27 people in Donegal recorded as homeless during the month of October. At present, there are 5,298 homeless adults in Ireland, 1,762 of those outside Dublin. The latest DAF.ie report also shows an already established trend, higher rents and the lessening availability of rental accommodation across the whole country. Irish Country Living's journalist Anne O'Donoghue says homelessness is very much a countrywide issue.
Just because there is a huge issue in one area doesn't mean that you shouldn't look at it everywhere else. For example, yourselves in Donegal, there's 27 homeless people in Donegal. As Francis Doherty of Peter McFerry Trust pointed out to me, we're not being ambitious enough with rural homelessness. There could be the capability to house 27 people in Donegal if you look at the larger towns, Letterkenny, Donegal Town, in the next couple of months. So first, we really need to kind of be a bit more ambitious with this, because homelessness is a huge issue, especially now coming up to Christmas. Anybody who, if they're either in a hostel or families in a B&B, all the rest of them are preparing for Christmas, but they're not going to be sitting down on Christmas Day with their turkey or opening their presents. And that's really a stark reality that we need to start dealing with. It's an issue that people really need to start getting their heads around. It's actually becoming more and more difficult now for people to achieve independent living from homelessness. Rents are rising right across the country. From the third quarter of 2016 to the third quarter of 2017, rents in Donegal rose by 5%. Now, that was actually one of the smallest increases in the whole country, but that's still 5% more expensive in a year.
In terms of the 27 people who have been recorded as homeless here in Donegal, are they scattered across the county or are they confined to urban areas?
You would find more that they would be in the larger towns, because obviously these are only 27 people that are accessing homeless services. So they would be contained in hostels or perhaps a B&B in a hotel. So you do find that anybody who are in the figures tend to be in the more urban areas. Now, these figures don't cover any people who are staying with friends who are not accessing services. The number could be quite large.
Motorists are being warned to drive with extra care over the coming days with sleet and snow forecast. Met Aaron says temperatures will drop with the risk of sleet and strong winds from tomorrow and into Friday. More snow is forecast for Sunday and into Monday. Forecaster Jared Fleming says the snow to come will be more substantial than anything we've seen so far this year.
I think this will be more significant than the snow we've had so far this winter. I think certainly the higher ground area, Gullaschleach, Shnocta, and places like that will almost certainly get a good covering, and lower down there'll be a dusting. Some places may get a little bit more than that, but the coastal areas themselves, with the winds coming in off the sea, tend not to get the worst of it. It'll be a little bit further inland, maybe in some of the valleys. But I don't think it's going to be so deep that the main roads and so on are going to be in difficulty, but some of the side roads could be.
We could see it lying then, do you think, through the weekend?
I do think so, yeah. I think the daytime temperatures mightn't get much beyond 3 or 4 or 5 degrees, and nighttime temperatures will be back down to negative values, -1, -2, -3. So that would mean that the snow could sit there through Thursday night, Friday into Saturday. Saturday itself looks like being quite a pleasant, bright, crisp day. Mm. But then we have another weather system comes in across for Sunday, and what that will bring is starting off as sleet or snow, turning to rain, So it gets milder for a brief period and then it gets cold again as that clears away, and there could be more snow on the back end of that, I think, Sunday night, Monday. So Sunday does look like a pretty miserable day, really, kind of sleety and rainy.
Five people from County Donegal appear on the latest tax defaulters list published by Revenue. The list covers settlements agreed between July and September 2017, with over €470,000 being paid in Donegal. The largest of those was €305,000, which was paid by Sean McDonough of the Railway Tavern Old Station Fawn. And full details are available on our website at highlandradio.com. There are calls for a new police station to be built in Strabán. MLA Daniel McCrossan says the current station does nothing but ostracise policing in the town and is a relic of the past. In a statement issued by Assistant Chief Constable Alan Todd, the PS and I say the robust facade is due to the high security threat and subsequent operational needs in Strabán. However, the West Tyrone MLA says the station in its current form is hampering relations between the people of Strabán and the police service.
Police station Strabán its current form is out of date and reflective of a very difficult past for the people of Strabán, the people in border areas, the people of Northern Ireland. It's like an old barracks and it badly needs upgraded. It badly needs to be more, I suppose, user-friendly from a public perspective, where the public can go on with ease and feel comfortable entering the facility for local policing. And if you look at OMA has had a fantastic state-of-the-art property built there to accommodate policing and the public at the very edge of the town centre. Strabán needs something very similar to this. But it's high time now that the police constable and the PSNA stepped up to ensure that the current police station is upgraded, updated and falls in place with where we are in society today.
And the PSNI themselves have said that the station is fit for purpose, but perhaps if there was a change in facade, it would increase relations between the people of Strabán and police.
Yes, we need to remove blockages between the public, the general public and police officers. We need to use a more community-based, user-friendly service where the public are comfortable going forward to the PSNI. The current police station presents very badly for Strabán being a major town, and it also does not reflect how far we've come as a society today. And I just don't want simply the fencing repaired around the edge of it. It's a major location in the town centre. It is taking up a considerable amount of space that is unused. I want to see a new state-of-the-art station in Strabán and the rest of that ground freed up for retail or potential investment development in the town centre.
Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlogue has reiterated his call to the government to reopen the short-stay ward at Letterkenny University Hospital. Speaking in the Dáil earlier this afternoon, Deputy McConlogue told the Taoiseach an application for €1.8 million to fund the reopening of the ward and the employment of extra staff needs to be approved in a bid to combat the overcrowding crisis. He says he has raised the issue on numerous occasions, yet still no action has been taken.
I raised with you here a month ago, Taoiseach, the fact that Letterkenny University Hospital applied for funding back in the summer for 20 additional beds and for the staff required to open 20 additional beds for the hospital. I also raised it with the Minister for Health here and the Junior Minister for Health. 1 month on, there's been over 500 instances of people in trolleys in the period during which I first raised this with you here. Will you, as Taoiseach, get involved and take control of this and ensure that an answer is given immediately to ensure that those 20 beds can be opened and that we address a situation where people, day by day, only yesterday, 30 were waiting on trolleys at Letterkenny University Hospital. The government need to get a grip on this, Taoiseach, and will you personally ensure that that happens?
The funding of individual wards, individual hospitals is a matter in the first instance for the HSE and, of course, politically for the Minister for Health. But I'll make Mr Harris aware that the matter was raised again.
There's another water main burst in the Bonamian area of Bridgend, with supplies expected to be disrupted until 12 noon tomorrow. Councillor Jack Murray Cahill of the Inishowen Municipal District says engineers are currently working on isolating and repairing the burst.
Water's out again in the Bonamain area of Bridgend. There's a burst on the main heading up towards Bridgend School, and it looks like the Bonamain area of Bridgend will be out without water until this evening yet again. It's a continuing source of frustration in Bridgend and indeed the entire South Inishowen area. We see regular announcements often from Irish Water with some fanfare to other areas in the county that they're going to upgrade other work. But again, South Inishowen is left with an intermittent water supply and people are forced to go without water on a regular basis, and I really just think that's unacceptable.
And as the latest Irish Water update says, it is expected that water will not return to the Bonamian area until 12 noon tomorrow.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, where the Christmas Club is now open. Shop online 24/7 at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's now 5:15, time for the latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with athletics, and the national awards were held earlier this afternoon at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Santry, Dublin. And two Donegal coaches were honoured for their service by European athletics, Letterkenny AC's Teresa McDade and Milford native Paddy Marley, who coaches with Clonliffe Harriers, were honoured with a European Athletics Leadership Award. The awards do come direct from European athletics, and they recognise their contribution to the sport. As for Teresa, she's coached on numerous Irish teams in recent years, including guiding Ireland to a medal at the European Cross Country Championships, as well as coaching the European team that took on the rest of the world in an international meet. And of course, she was coached to Mark English, who won a European medal. Just speaking a few moments ago, she said she was thrilled to be honoured by European Athletics and picking up that award today in Dublin.
Yeah, I'm absolutely thrilled. I was actually a bit gobsmacked when I heard I was being nominated. And then today to get it, I was just thrilled, not only to be acknowledged by Athletics Ireland, but to be acknowledged by European Athletics and to be representing women in sport as well. I'm just absolutely delighted, thrilled.
You've been involved in Ireland teams in recent years in particular, and leading Ireland teams and athletes to medals, and it's taken a lot of hard work to get to that stage, and a lot of hard work, I suppose, to get the respect of European athletics, Teresa.
Also a lot of joy, and you know, at the end of the day, I'm just delighted that I'm still as passionate as I was, you know, 20 years ago about athletics. I'm delighted that I still get excited, and I'm delighted I get annoyed about things and I want to make a difference. So, of course, there's work involved, but my God, sure, listen, it's just a privilege at the end of the day, and it's just, you know, if you're happy doing what you're doing, it's not work, so.
Yeah, and you're not giving up, you're keeping going, you want to continue doing this, so you do.
No, definitely not. Somebody said to me today, it's great to be recognised, and I said, yeah, so far, so very much. I think I remember the start of the year saying that, you know, 2017 was a year of firsts for me, so I very much mean that, and I hope it to continue. And so it's lovely to finish with a first award of, you know, a European Athletics Award at the end of the year, and Asher, I'm only coming into my prime at this stage.
That was Teresa McDade speaking to me a short time ago following the announcement that she had won an award from European Athletics. One of two Donegal coaches to pick up an award today for their services to the sport. They'll have been Milford native Paddy Marley, who of course was a coach with Clonliffe Harriers. Also today at the award ceremony, Rob Heffernan was named as the athlete of the year. The Corkman held off Brian Gregan, who won the track and field athlete of the year award. Now to soccer. Robbie Brady could be facing a 6-month spell on the sidelines. Burnley have confirmed the Republic of Ireland midfielder will require knee surgery, having torn a tendon during Saturday's defeat to Leicester. The news comes on the same day Brady was nominated for the Premier League Player of the Month award, along with the likes of Mo Salah, Raheem Sterling and Ashley Young. Liverpool can secure their place in the last 16 of the Champions League for the first time in 9 years tonight. The Reds welcome Spartak Moscow to Anfield, where victory will hand the Merseysiders top spot in Group E. A draw would be enough to progress, but manager Jurgen Klopp wants to go through on a high.
We want to go through, and we have the chance to do it, so we will not hesitate to line up our best. Even when we changed a lot, it was always about bringing in these players to have the concentration, to have the skills, and to have the fresh legs to win the game.
Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp. Well, Manchester City and Tottenham will top their Champions League groups. Whatever happens tonight, David Silva has been left at home for City's game against Shakhtar Donetsk in the Ukraine. The Spanish striker's injured after scoring the late winner against West Ham on Sunday. There is fears he could miss the upcoming Manchester derby at Old Trafford. Spurs, meanwhile, will be looking to return to winning ways at home to Apoel Nicosia. Spurs have failed to win their last four domestic games. Manager Mauricio Pochettino is confident that his team can bounce back.
It's so important to win. It's so important to finish well in Champions League. And it's so important to build again our momentum. That is the most important now. Like a team, we need to build another good moment.
All games kick off there, 7:45. Sam Allardyce has said to us, Everton's Europa League match against Limassol in Cyprus tomorrow. It has emerged today that he's due to have a medical appointment. The LYT men's soccer team are through to the quarterfinals of the Colleges and Universities Football League. Shane Byrne's side won at Maynooth today by 4-1 to seal their place in the last eight. Dara Black scored 2 goals, with Jordan Toland and Dara McDade grabbing the other two. Striker Garvin Friel has been named as the latest Watson Menswear Player of the Month. In October, Coghill assumed control of the Ulster Senior League, with Friel netting 7 goals in all. Coghill scored 31 times in the month of October. The Republic of Ireland under-19s will have to see off Portugal if they're to make the finals for next year's European Championships. Tom Mohan's side have been drawn in Group 5 of the elite round, along with Kosovo and Slovakia. Only the Group winners will make next summer's finals in Finland. Meanwhile, the under-17s will have to overcome Georgia, Macedonia and elite group host Poland if they are to make the Euro finals. In rugby, Jordy Murphy says he hopes switching provinces will help him earn a more regular spot in the Ireland side. The flanker today announced that he would be leaving Leinster for Ulster at the end of the current season. Ulster director of rugby Les Kiss has claimed they fended off interest from elsewhere to secure Murphy's signature on a 2-year deal. In Gaelic games, Kieran Bergen's inter-county career has come to an end. The 2016 All-Ireland Hurling Champion has decided to opt out of Tipperary's football panel for 2018. While 2007 All-Ireland winning manager Donal Murta is back in charge of Cross Maglen Rangers. Murta helped the Cross bridge a 7-year gap between All-Irelands in 07. Just to let you know, tonight on the GA programme here on Highland, Niamh Colm killed players Ricky Higgerty and Michael Lynch. Team manager Ryan McKinley and club chairperson Drina Freel will be looking ahead to a big weekend for the Newton based side. They, of course, head for the next hurdle on their great All-Ireland Championship journey. They take on Dunedin Conleys in the quarter-final in Edinburgh this coming Saturday. We'll also be hearing from St Union's clubman Jonathan Foley, who is a former official with the Edinburgh-based club. That's all coming up as from 8:30 tonight, the GA programme with Tom Comack. Finally, in tennis, Serena Williams remains on course to make a return to the sport next month. Australian Open Tournament Director Craig Tilley has confirmed the defending champion has entered the first Grand Slam of 2018. The 36-year-old has returned to training after the birth of her first child in September. Williams was in the early stages of pregnancy when she won the title in January of this year. That's it, Michaela. Back with more tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news.
Thanks, Oisin. On for weather now, cloudy with outbreaks of rain and drizzle, the rain turning persistent and heavy later this evening. Winds fresh to strong and gusty southerly in direction. Lowest temperatures tonight of 4 or 5 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Ireland's position on Brexit won't be moving, according to the Justice Minister. The government has said the meaning of an agreement on the border reached on Monday can't be changed. 5 people from County Donegal appear on the latest tax defaulters list published by Revenue. The list covers settlements agreed between July and September this year, with over €470,000 being paid in Donegal. Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlogue has reiterated his call to the government to reopen the short-stay ward at Letterkenny University Hospital. And motorists are being warned to drive with extra care over the coming days with sleet and snow forecast. Met Eireann says temperatures will drop with the risk of sleet and strong winds from tomorrow and into Friday. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. And we'll be back with an update at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 6th of December. The death has occurred of Mary McInay, née McHale, 2 Mount Bernard Drive, Castledurg. Mary's remains will repose at her late home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Friday afternoon at 20 past 12 for Requiem Mass at 1 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Castledurg. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The death has taken place at New York City Hospital, USA, of Sophie Sugru, née McFadden, late of Dewey Downings. Her remains are reposing in Fox's funeral home, Forest Hills, New York. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 9:30 in Our Lady Queen of Martyrs Church, Queens Boulevard, Forest Hills, New York. The death has taken place of Patrick Maley, 12, Riverview, Ballykelly. Funeral from his home tomorrow morning at 9:25 for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Finlux Church, Ballykelly. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place at Woodmount Nursing Home Strabane of Patsy Brogan, 6 Woodend Park Strabane, and formerly of Puddle Alley Strabane. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:25 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception Strabane at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Melmount Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Woodmount Nursing Home Residents Comfort Fund, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, 1A Newton Place, Strabane. The death has taken place at the Lakehouse Nursing Home, Port na Blá of Maggie Patton, 17 Wolftone Place, Letterkenny. Her remains are reposing at St Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny. Requiem Mass there tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock with burial afterwards in St Agatha's Cemetery, Clare, Donegal. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Lakehouse Patient Comfort Fund, care of Sweeney Funeral Directors, Milford. And the death has taken place at Hillcrest House, Long Lane, Letterkenny, of Mary Ellen May Doherty, 15, Clohanmore, Windy Hall, Letterkenny, née Harley, Trenta, and formerly of Doherty's Shop, Kilmacrennan. May's remains are reposing at her late residence, 15, Clohanmore. Funeral from there tomorrow to St Columba's Church, Kilmacrennan, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the family plot in the adjoining churchyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Hillcrest House Residents Comfort Fund, care of Pascal Blake, Funeral Director, Stony Arch, New Line Road, Letterkenny. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow morning.